When did Secure Communities come online, and what is it?
The immigration and for the immigration database that basically has everyone who's been found to have been in the country illegally or been processed, who's moved through the U.S. immigration system. This database that Secure Communities puts into jails is that information, that record set. So it links people up with their entire immigration history if they have one going through the system. When a jail or an agency is an active participant in Secure Communities, they run a fingerprint check, a biometric scan on everybody who's admitted into the jail. And so if you have an immigration history, if you've applied for a visa or have been found to be in the country illegally, anything, it'll link up with your file, with the biometric data they have stored on you in this system.
Okay, so even if you're here legally.
Well, you probably don't. If you're here legally, unless, I mean, if you're a natural born citizen, chances are you don't have an immigration file. You don't have a file with Department of, an immigration history.
But if you're a legal immigrant.
You would almost certainly have, it would come up and show, when you applied and when you became a citizen or when you were issued a visa and all that information.
Okay, so what is the issue with it now?
Well, I mean, the argument is that when ICE unrolled it, they said that this is going to be used to target the most serious, most dangerous criminal offenders among the illegal immigrant population. And what's played out and was all sort of inevitable because if you're scanning, everybody's fingerprints who comes through the jails or not comes through, who's been arrested. You're going to find a lot of illegal immigrants who have no criminal history, and that is what in many cases is happening. People with no serious criminal history, or sometimes any criminal history period, are being their immigration history though is coming up, and ICE is finding about that, and it's leading to voluntary returns or deportations of people who aren't criminal aliens, as they call it.
And are these people being deported because they're here illegally?
Well, yeah, yes.
Okay,
The idea,
so
yeah,
yeah,
part of
go.
the idea behind Secure Communities is that it would help, and it has helped lead to the deportation of a lot of people who do have criminal records who are here illegally. It's sort of one of the inevitable things of doing such a large scale operation and brought with such a broad brush is that you also catch people who are here illegally, but they don't have a criminal history.
Is the main complaint that is outside the program's purview that they're not supposed to catch people who are here illegally, they're supposed to catch criminals who are here illegally.
Yeah, I mean, and with the jurisdictions like San Francisco and Santa Clara County, who have expressed a reluctance, if not outright opposition, to participating, they don't want to be part of leading to deportation of non-criminal immigrants because the idea is that the immigrant community would then view the police agencies with suspicion and with fear, and would be less likely to report crimes. You also have issues like the LA Times detailed in their story this week of a woman who was here illegally who was reporting a domestic violence incident where she was being assaulted, got caught up in a deportation proceeding because she reported somebody attacking her. So the jurisdictions are saying that, in some paid cases, a lot of local agencies want to be part of Secure Communities, but some don't, and they to date have been not been given a choice by ICE about whether they can participate or not.
Okay, so there seems to be some confusion about that. As Michael Hennessey said at the hearing, that at first San Francisco was told they could opt out, and then they were told they couldn't, and there's been some reporting that ICE has been somewhat ambiguous as to
They've been inconsistent.
they've been inconsistent.
I mean, that's early on there was a signal that there was an opt-out option for at least a period of time, when in fact, ICE's current definition of it is an opt-out is simply that the police agency themselves is not informed when there's a match. That information is still though forwarded to ICE. So basically, once the database is installed, ICE is saying that that's it. You can choose not to be informed when it makes a match, but that's sort of the only opt-out option, at least presently.
So Janet Napolitano clarified the other day, I believe. She said that there's no opt-out. This is mandatory for everybody. Is that true?
That's what they're saying. Now, what's in question is whether it is what legal authority they have to make it mandatory. And that's a detail that ICE has not sort of revealed yet. Where does this legal authority come from? What regulation or code makes secure communities, or if more specifically, the installation of this data set or database in every jail a requirement? And that's sort of what Assembly Bill 1081 goes after, and actually goes so far as to, if it is passed and signed into law, it would opt every county out of the program, and then everyone would have to, every county would then one by one on its own work out agreements with ICE about how or if secure communities sets up shop there.
So this was not created by an act of Congress. This was not done legislatively. This is just a program that was put online by ICE. Is that correct?
Department of Homeland Security, yeah.
By the Department of Homeland Security. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have the force of law in terms of opt-out. Is that what you're saying?
That's the understanding so far. I mean, ICE has not. I've asked, and I'm sure others have, for what legislation authorizes this, or have been told that they don't have an answer for me yet. Some of the emails that were released to the National Day Laborers Organizing Network and other groups show in the emails the various officials say that there is authorizing legislation somewhere, but they never cite it specifically.
So AB 1081, number one, it says if legislation is passed, local communities will not have to comply.
Well, it takes the steps of, as to immediately remove, because right now the state of California itself has a memorandum of, I think it's agreement or understanding with the federal government, with ICE, that sort of serves as an agreement for all the individual counties. And so that would sort of strike that and amend it in a number of different ways, adding various provisions that address like domestic violence victims and the sort and those types of things. But the initial action would be to sort of spike that agreement that California has with ICE and allow all the local jurisdictions to negotiate their own arrangements with the federal government.
At what step in the legislative process is 1081? It was passed out of committee.
It was passed out of committee, and it looks like it goes to appropriations next.